This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials say high winds were likely a factor in a deadly boating accident at Lake Pueblo over the weekend. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Two people died and 11 more were treated for hypothermia after their boat capsized on Sunday. The accident has led the agency to issue stronger warnings to visitors about water safety this summer. CPW spokesman Travis Duncan says people should be extra careful around water.
Always wear a life jacket. It's one of the biggest things you can do to prevent drowning, to prevent tragedies happening around water.
Duncan says the deaths are expected to become the 7th and 8th recreation-related water fatalities in the state this year. A full investigation of the accident is now underway. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Summer in Colorado is expected to be hot and dry, but there is good news. Denver 7 meteorologist Mike Nelson tells Colorado Matters that the days of strong, gusty winds are likely behind us. That's because by June and July, there will be less contrast between high and low temperatures, and the jet stream will have moved into Canada.
And so if we don't have those strong winds aloft, although you can get gusty conditions during the day, you won't get those days of just blasting winds that we've had.
Nelson says Colorado is also unlikely to benefit from monsoon rains. The Colorado Avalanche are facing off with the Edmonton Oilers in the first game of their NHL playoff match up in Denver right now. The winner will go for the Stanley Cup. It's 6:06. You're listening to CPR News.